Giants Dodgers baseball, and just say those words, or there just comes to mind. You never see, or not often, you see the two teams in the race together. Giants Dodgers baseball, Ryan Vogelsong, what do you think?
Man, it's gonna be an exciting weekend here. That's for sure. This crowd's usually pretty intense when the Dodgers are here in July. So I can't wait to see what it's gonna be like tomorrow.
Well, you know, you match up. It's interesting to watch the matchups. 145 games have been played, and here you are, two games behind. They have these players and the big names and all that. But here you come playing good baseball at the right time. I think that's the key to the game.
Yeah, you know, it's if you go back in the history of this game the last couple of years, you know, you see the teams that get hot at the right time or the teams that get in the postseason and do damage. And, you know, we're getting hot at the right time. And, you know, obviously it's a big series coming up with them. And just go out there and play our best baseball and see what happens.
You get Hudson. We'll talk about the weekend since we're on the weekend here. Hudson and Yosmero Petit. And I was one of those who lobbied for you. I said, flip him. I want Vogelsong pitching Sunday. But the Giants stayed with Petit, who pitched a great game his last time out. But here you go, Hudson and Petit, and you get Greinke and Kershaw. And it all starts on the mound. How about those matchups?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, the names they're running out there. Kershaw's obviously probably the best pitcher in the game right now. And you say, well, you know, he's matching up against Petey and he's got the advantage. But the way Petey's been throwing the ball, you know, you take out the Coors Field game, which is a Coors Field game, and he's probably one of our best guys right now. So, you know, I'll take that matchup any day at this point. And, you know, Huddy's going to go out there and do a sing and battle for you if he's not on. And if he's on, it could be, you know, a pretty impressive night. So you got to like where we're at with the matchups.
You mentioned Petit, and, you know, you're a pitcher and you're a student of the game as well. And, heck, you watch a guy retire 46 straight. I mean, really, a catcher could get in the way, a shortstop can miss a ball, you can hit somebody, you can walk somebody. What does that record mean to you?
Well, first of all, you got to look at command, because he didn't walk anybody. And coming from a guy that just walked five guys and threw, you know, as many balls in two innings as he did in nine, you got to look at that, because, you know, you think consecutive hitters and you're thinking about, okay, well, he got outs. Well, if he walks a guy, the streak's over. So his command is impeccable. I mean, the way he pitched the other night, it was almost like watching, you know, Maddux. You know, he's carving the corners and just shaving the corners to strike guys out and throwing his breaking ball down. And, I mean, it was an impressive game. But, you know, it's you think, like you said, you think about all the little things that can go wrong in a streak of 46 batters, and you realize just how difficult and how great of an accomplishment that is for him.
Yeah, I was thinking about Ryan Vogelsong with us. I was going to say, what's the most you ever retired in a row? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I want to say it's in the teens, probably. You know, I can remember a game in Florida in 2011. Giancarlo hit a solo home run off me in the first inning, and I think I went 17 or 18 in a row after that. So, but then I ended up walking a guy. So, I mean, there you go. That's how difficult it is to do. So, and, you know, and you guy could kick a ball and, you know, lose something in the sun, you know, anything. So 46 in a row is pretty impressive.
All right, so it's nice to have you on KNBR 680, and I'm going to ask you, who's your favorite show? What's your favorite show on KNBR?
Well, you, obviously. Well, see, I run the middle of the road. When I'm with you, you're my favorite show. When I'm on the other guy's morning show, I'm not going to say their names, they're my favorite show. So I got to keep you guys on my side, you know, so I'll just run in the middle.
All right. We appreciate that. You've had a nice season. You've had a very good season. I was talking the other day about the Willie Mack Award. I'm backing you on this one. I think what I've seen from you and seeing you in spring training, the change of the delivery and getting hit hard, and then the last couple of starts going back to the delivery, you've been terrific all year. I mean, how do you view your year?
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely some parts of the season I look at and I go, man, I could have been much better here and there. But at the end of the day, the thing that I'm happy with was I was pretty consistent. Yeah. You know, I ran out there and 99% of the games that gave us a chance to win. Yeah. You know, I had a few, you know, I had two rough starts in Colorado, and, you know, I had a game in Philly where I only went three innings. But other than that, man, I was giving us a chance to win. And you go into the season and you want to kind of set goals and project your season and say, if I can go out there 32 times and give us a chance to win 32 times, you know, I'll take my chances with that. So right now, you know, I got three more starts here, and other than, you know, two of those, I've given us a pretty good chance to win.
Yeah. In fact, I heard that when your career's over, they want you to pitch batting practice in Colorado.
I've done that a few times already, so, yeah, man, that place will definitely drive you nuts. But, I don't know about that.
All right, nice to have you on the show, as always.
All right, thank you.
All right, more coming up on KBR 680, the Sports Leader.